Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Good. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Check.
You guys are talking about the theme song.
What?
S-O-B-B-B ain't gonna get no presents from Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
Oh, hey.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Oh, boy. How
we love you, sir. You're
how
our favorite.
You, Mark?
You know, I'm doing well. It's a great day.
You look rested. What? You look so rested.
Well, got a new mattress. Not
what?
Too long ago. Yeah, very comfortable.
What kind of mattress is it?
It's new. I don't know.
Is it one of those Sleep Numbers?
No, it's not a Sleep Number.
Oh,
man. Space Age.
It's at Space Age Polymers. Oh.
Really?
With Tweedledee memory foam.
You got a Tempur-Pedic? You got one of those Tempur-Pedics?
I don't know. I literally walked into the mattress store, lied down. And said, I got, God, I hope this one's not more than $1,000 because I'll take it.
Oh, boy. What'd they say?
They said,
$999.
Yeah, that's what he said. I looked it up on the internet later. It's $299.
So. You know what you need to go with that? A nice big box of comforters.
I know. They should mail me a box of comforters.
They
did. And you guys acted like you brought me something.
We know.
For you people out there in Radio Land,
you joked on me, guys.
Oh.
Brad, I don't think we're hearing you too good.
That's fine.
Joke
I've
you.
Got nothing good to say.
Yeah.
Sorry we're late.
That's okay. I heard
you
were... Oh,
yeah.
You really did get a ticket?
Got a ticket. Got pulled over by a van.
That's not even legal.
Unmarked van.
Unmarked minivan.
Pulled us over.
Why?
Because they're jackasses.
What did you guys ever do wrong?
They had the nerve to give him a ticket for breaking the law.
My tag was expired, so they pulled me over because that's...
At night? How could they even know?
They have very good eyesight. That's what I was commenting on.
They have night goggles.
I know. Sean even was like, how could you possibly see?
They probably looked at you driving your car and just assumed.
It's color-coded. I think they were worried. Sean
I think
was
it was
like
profile.
Runaway I picked up or something. Are you okay, son? And then...
She's my little runner.
It's like I'm not going to give you a ticket. I'm going to let you off with the thing. But...
Oh, yeah.
You don't have proof of your insurance, which I was like, well, I have insurance. I have Geico. It's the same insurance.
But do you have proof of
car,
it? It doesn't matter if you have it. All you have to have is proof. You don't really have to have the insurance. You just have to have proof of insurance.
Well, I have the insurance and not the proof because the card I have expired. They expire about twice a week. So you have to keep getting new cards.
I guess. If that's the lifestyle you live.
If only they had some kind of computer technology that they could fucking link up to a computer and say, hey, does he have... No, they can't do that. But they can fuck with you, and they can look up.
But
all
he didn't write you a ticket, right? He
did write me a ticket. He wrote me a ticket for the not having car insurance. So he's like, I'm not going to write you a ticket, but here's your ticket.
You know who we should call? We should call Just in Case.
Oh, boy.
Safe Auto. He can keep you safe for less.
I think they should all fuck them. Bullshit.
This is great. You're cursing up a storm. No one can hear you because you're not talking to a microphone.
It doesn't matter.
It'll be an hour of me and Sean just giggling at Brad's anger.
Ha, speaking of which.
Yeah. You angry about
Corey
something?
Haim's died.
Oh, Corey Haim. Oh, so
now who's
sad.
That again?
He was one of the.
He was.
He wasn't a Goonie. He was.
No.
The Wolf Pack, Monster Squad. Yeah.
he was in the Jack Pack. He was the Beeflings.
he was actually
the Snack Pack.
Called him Corey Beeflings.
He donated his body to Oscar Mayer. Now he's going to be in a hot dog pack.
Wow.
Yeah, his meat is tender.
C-O-R.
Speaking of meat.
E-Y-H.
Speaking of meat that died.
A-I-M.
Boner died.
Boner. Oh, so sad.
Which just sucks because someone sort of not famous dies, and then someone even more not famous dies right after and steals the thunder.
Yeah, Boner got screwed.
Boner.
Hey. Poor guy.
Oh, this is...
What about Boner?
Did you hear about Boner's funeral?
No, I haven't heard about it at all.
Kirk Cameron was trying to take a bus to the funeral, but he was left behind.
It was an open casket. They tried to close it.
Uh-oh.
But he had a...
Uh-oh.
His dick was a boner.
I was going to go, but I just couldn't get up for it.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to make fun of him, because I feel like...
I granted, I did it.
We can do
I'm
Haim.
I'm not going to give you a ticket. Here's your ticket.
Exactly. Because like I listen, not so much anymore, but I used to listen to Never Not Funny podcast a lot with Jimmy Pardo, and that was his brother-in-law.
Boner was?
Yeah, he's married to Boner's sister.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It is a sad, both of them are sad stories.
The sister? She's fine. I mean,
no. What? Boner's story. Oh, he killed him. He killed himself.
Yeah.
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim killed himself, technically.
With
drugs.
Yeah.
With drugs, being a drug addict.
Yeah.
Not, he didn't know it was going to happen, but he probably knew it was going to happen.
Well, he's OD'd like three times in the last few years. He's
Third time's a charm.
He knew.
Life's hard for everybody. Try getting a ticket.
Yeah. You know what? You might have to go to some kind of traffic school, escuela, as they call it now.
I have to give them proof. I'm like, can I just call you? And or, I mean, do I have to walk there with a piece of paper?
No, you don't walk. You can drive there.
Well, you know, I'm not allowed to because I'm on suspended situation.
Are you on a suspended license?
What if I get pulled over now with a pen?
You show them your ticket. No, actually, you have to keep that ticket with you and say, look, I just got this ticket. I'm working on getting it resolved.
I wadded up my ticket. I still have it, though.
Yeah. Seriously, I'm dead serious.
I'm so much happier now. I was mad a while ago, but I'm feeling
great. Yeah, you're fine.
I'm feeling great.
Just know that all this that you're going through right now is going to somehow help our economy turn around.
I hope so.
You saved 4 jobs today.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
It's Brad Obama. Reward you in the afterlife.
Sean was asking me about kicking ass today, and I wanted to bring that up.
Kicking ass?
Yeah.
He was asking me. I don't feel like I fully helped him understand it. Ask Mark what you were asking.
Okay.
I probably know. I'm 40.
So if you kick someone's ass, you've done that.
Sure.
Did you ever actually kick them in the ass with your foot? Or did you just punch them with your fists and then you said that you kicked their ass?
Both.
Both. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but you can kick someone's ass without actually kicking their ass.
I kicked your ass, dude. Like your ass is your whole person.
Yeah.
When you're in a fight, it's ass versus ass.
And kicking is possibly even punching.
If punching, or donkey kneeing. Punching, Sanchezing, all
so
of that.
So like a legless dude
Sanchezing.
Could kick someone's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, that guy that's actually kicked my ass.
My thing was
it's the worst way to get your ass
been
kicked.
I had been kicked, not in the ass. My ass had been kicked.
Yes.
Yeah. I was walking down the hall in high school, junior high, one of those times, and a kid put his foot out to trip me, and instead I kind of kicked his foot and he fell down.
Yeah.
And it was a big riot for everybody. And he sprung up real mad and kicked me in my butt and then ran off, which was like he kicked my ass, but he didn't beat me up. You know what I mean? It's like he kicked me where my butt is at.
I got punched in the butt. Was that actually the last altercation I kind of had?
Wow.
In this, I don't want to start bragging here about some of my exploits, guys, but I was in a co-ed soccer league through the Green Hills YMCA a few years back now. And there's this one guy who's like just such a pussy. Can I say pussy on this podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, we called him the butt puncher because he would always like rough it up with the girls. It was a co-ed league.
Yeah.
So when the first opportunity I had to go after him, I just went after him. I shouldered him.
Good. Wow.
Like, it was a clean hit. I mean, I didn't get a whistle or anything, and he went down hard.
Good.
And it's not football. And he punched me in the butt, and he was lying on the ground. And he punched me in the butt, and the ref saw it. I knew the ref, and he's like, yellow card. I said, you're only giving him a yellow card for that?
He punched me.
And then he said, yeah, I'm just giving him a yellow card. So I picked up, he was still on the ground. I picked up my foot and I said, can I retaliate and only get a yellow card? And I put my cleat right up to his face. And he was like,
I'm
right to fear you.
And then everybody kind of separated us. And then like after the game, I was waiting by my car for
punch my butt.
I was like, my whole team left and I was there by myself and I was waiting for them. And they would not come to the parking lot until I left.
Wow.
Awesome. I was like, God, I can get the rage going.
I'm terrified.
Thinking about that story.
I'm terrified.
I wish I would have just kicked him in the face and just that would have been my last soccer game.
Stepped on his neck and broke his fucking
You're full of hate.
Oh, that would have been great. But he punched me in the butt.
It's righteous hate. He got punched in the butt.
He just punched you in the butt.
How old were you?
You gonna step on his face?
Probably about 36. 35. No, we were playing over here.
I thought you knew that.
That's probably about 35.
That's why I thought it was even more special.
That's my last altercation. No.
You just did this. That's pretty. That's even.
Well,
better.
No, like 5 years ago.
No, that's even better because you didn't. You're not losing it.
I got into a lot of fights as a kid, but the problem was I lost a lot of them. Like I didn't win a lot of fights.
I should have gotten into more fights than I did because I've always been a bit of a smart aleck.
No, not you.
And to like, in without thinking it through, like, oh, I've got a real zinger for this dude who's twice as big as me.
Yeah, that guy's got a knife. Hey, nice knife.
Hey, what you stick a knife for?
up your butt. Yeah. Up your nose with a rubber butt.
Yeah, so, if knife butt.
So yeah, I don't. I should have been probably beat up more than I was.
That guy stabbed my ass.
Yeah. Ah, is it okay if I stab him in the face? Is that a yell card?
Yeah, I guess. I wanted to retaliate.
You should. Well, this wasn't that long ago. This guy's got to still be around. Let's go fucking.
He's probably around.
I can't drive, though, because I don't have.
You know, it was
fuck
weird.
That. I have insurance. This is bullshit.
Well, no one can hear you because you're not talking to the mic, but that's all
right. You can. No one can. You should print it out right now. Just print. He's got a printer, right?
They have a computer. They take my license to check.
You know what?
Data.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's not their fault that you weren't carrying an up-to-date card.
Oh, boy. You know what?
You know what? Sorry.
Don't have this argument.
How many friends you got? You guys, every now and then, every once in a great while, I get upset.
Oh, Brad, we're sorry you weren't obeying the laws of this country that Obama, who you probably voted for, instituted.
Obama didn't write me a ticket. I get ambushed by a fucking unmarked van.
Well, why would you even pull over for an unmarked van? They can't legally pull you over.
He pulled me over. He had lights.
Tow trucks have lights. I don't stop for it. It might have been a tow truck driver that stopped you.
Well, you're just being cantankerous. You're just disagreeing with me.
I don't even know what that word means. Is that like when you have a sore in your mouth and you can't drink orange juice?
You're deliberately contrary.
I'm not deliberately.
You're an antagonist.
I need a friend to be like, you know what? Yeah, fuck that. I backed you up on stepping on a grown man's neck a minute ago.
Well, that guy deserved it.
On his face. He was going to step on his face with a cleat.
Yeah. Can I tell you something, Brad? About this time last year,
yeah,
I did not come to a complete stop at a stop sign.
Don't make shit up.
No, this is serious.
Don't make shit up. All right.
It happened on...
you could have killed somebody.
Ocala Drive over here off Nolensville Road.
Yeah, sure.
And the cop came up to the car, said, no, I'm pulling me over. I said, yes, sir. I did not come to a complete stop at that stop sign. Mm-hmm. I thought I was getting a warning. He came back. He said, you know, you don't have any tickets in Davidson County. How long have you lived here? I said, about 15 years, mm-hmm. 14 years. Because mm-hmm. that's pretty good. I said, all right, cool. And he came back and he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I had to write you a ticket.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And you know what? I said, you know what? I disobeyed the law, and that's, you know, driving is a privilege, Brad. It's not like a right.
Well, I guess now I have a ticket, and you're a better person.
Well, I mean,
I don't know what. Am I feeling better now?
Let's just let's say you didn't get a ticket on your way over here.
Let's just say the guy had been cool.
Time out.
All right, go ahead.
Let's just say you didn't get a ticket on your way over here.
Okay.
And we weren't talking about that. I'd still find a way to let you know that I'm a better person than you. So the ticket was just the mechanism to get there.
I look around your home. I see you're a better person than me. So.
Well, that's more that I may have more material possessions than you, of value.
We need to turn this into a vodcast so you can see this beautiful home that we're in.
Oh,
yeah,
so nice.
It's great. It's Antioch is just full of luxury homes.
Yeah. It's got three of them.
I mean, we did paint in here.
You got a leather couch. That's all it takes.
Yeah, leather couch is nice.
Flooring is beautiful.
Thank you. That
Lowe's, parquet? Parquet?
It's butter.
we did it. Yeah!
We wrote that joke 9 months ago.
You finally did it.
No. We just made it up.
I'm sure we did that before.
Well, do you guys want to go ahead and start on which is better, or do you want to talk about anything
getting
else?
A ticket or not getting a ticket?
Oh, boy. Apparently, according to Mark,
getting a ticket, Brad,
it helps society.
Can I be honest with you for a minute? I'm sorry you got a ticket. I wish you wouldn't have got pulled over.
Thank you. You got me.
Are you making meatballs?
making meatballs over here.
You making meatballs?
Fellas.
I know. We've already been going 13 minutes.
Fellas.
That's perfect. It's time to start then.
Okay.
Fellas.
Is there anything else? Started the garden. Do you want to hear about the garden? You don't care about that. Charles Ives came over with a truck full of
shit. Oh, Lord, yeah. Now if Ives is involved. If you could do a garden without him, I'd want to hear about it.
Oh, I wish.
That guy, he's going to do it his way.
I don't think anyone can do
it. The way he does his garden is the right way. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well.
Probably grow a unicorn in his garden.
Oh, fellas.
Three-legged without a horn.
Sean's shaking his head. He doesn't like that.
Oh, that's your buddy, right?
No, you can talk about. He's not anymore.
He's leaving you in a lurch.
He's leaving you behind.
He is. That's true.
Yeah, he's Kirk Cameron.
Well, this way I can get all the money.
Yeah. He met a woman,
get all this.
And when you do that,
dead money.
What's more important to me, being in a two man tribute? Are you a tribute man?
We're a tribute
to the dead.
We're a tribute to heavy metal.
You're a tribute to the dead, right? You play all the Dead songs under the name of the Dead Dead.
Not the Grateful Dead.
No,
the heavy metal band The Dead from 1970s. No. Are you serious? You didn't know about that band?
I've heard of the band, but we're not. We have nothing to do with that.
They're the Dead.
I just made that up, but that might even not be
You're
right.
You're probably right anyway, though.
The Dead Dead. That was the whole idea, basically.
So
we were eating hamburgers, and then boom.
But that's over now.
The rest is history.
Now Charles is going to have to try and grow a watermelon in Indianapolis. Good luck with that.
Oh, boy.
They don't grow there.
Wow.
Good luck. Maybe he can use some of his hydroponic equipment.
Does he have that?
That he doesn't have.
That he used to have. That he pawned. He pawned it.
Where's, well, if
pawned it to get a haircut.
If these unmarked vans weren't so busy pulling over innocent fucking taxpayers, maybe they could find people who were smoking pot in the privacy of their own home and not hurting anyone.
People who are so busy thinking and reading that they have no time to murder.
Yeah.
Then they go and they eat lots of food.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible people.
Where did you get the ticket? Like, what part of town? Where were you?
By the Arby's in Franklin. I don't know. Oh,
okay.
Was
I was going
to
say.
I don't know.
What are you doing way down there?
I had to go to Franklin to drop Hannah off.
Oh, that's right. And, forgot you're I like a father
at,
and
I
stuff.
I was in Mount Juliet.
He's a father.
Recording with Johnny Wethington.
Mount Juliet?
Johnny Dub.
That doesn't
Johnny
sound like w. a real place. Is that like local or something?
It's Johnny Cakes.
Not a real place. It's
Johnny Cakes.
It's like
is that what you call
Finney and Gunslinger. It was there. It was a... You guys didn't read
We should...
it's this band wrote the song. The Dead wrote the a dead. Song about the Finney and... I don't care anymore.
Actually, true story, Mount Juliet has the lowest sea level in any city in Tennessee. Did you know that?
No.
They're the lowest below
you know
sea
what?
Level. It's a true story.
You were thinking of Mount Romeo.
Oh, man, that was good.
Mount Juliet. Where far art thou?
We did it. Are you ready for which is better?
Yeah, let's do which is better.
Hey,
for
fellas, which is better?
Right.
Star Wars.
What?
Yes, Star Wars.
Versus Star Trek.
What?
Uh-oh, now
this
it's tough.
This is heavy.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Versus
man,
Star Trek.
Some people are going to be so angry about this.
It's
going to
turn some heads.
Yeah.
This is going to get some heads
Turn
nod.
Some computers off is what
this
it's really going to
turn some volumes down.
Click.
Oh. Well, let's do this point by point.
Well, okay. Can I start off with a comment?
You can say anything you like.
My brother-in-law insists that Star Trek fans are way more intelligent than Star Wars.
Really?
I
that's probably
would
true.
Would probably believe that.
That's probably true.
Well,
why is
you
he,
know,
is he one?
Yeah, he's a Star Trek
fan. Everyone who's one is a little bit of the other also. I don't think there's anyone who loves Star Trek and hates Star Wars. There's
there,
one,
I bet there
you
is.
Definitely
somebody's
have,
out
well,
there
I'm sure
does.
There's someone who does it just for...
Well, there's somebody who decide they were.
There's somebody...
Yeah. Well, I only like the Rolling Stones. No, the Beatles, no.
I don't like them at all.
You know... there's no way Chewbacca could even be a real mammal, of, you know.
There's
that guy.
I think there's probably something to that.
He's got a laser crossbow. I don't.
Star Trek,
I don't know what that is.
Star Trek's the thinking man's Star Wars.
Okay, I think we can all agree. We'll all agree on that point.
Yes.
All right. What do you think? Yeah. Any opening statements for
the any openers?
I like them. I like stuff.
You like everything.
Okay.
All right. Which is dorkier?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Which is dorkier?
I think Star Trek is dorkier.
Okay.
I feel like one reason is if people who are into Star Wars have a variety of costumes they can wear.
Yes. Yes.
But Star Trek people mostly have to wear all the same costumes, so
right.
It's like they have
outfit.
Yeah, they have all the same silly red
and
shirt.
And Star Wars, if you're into Star Wars, sooner or later you're going to have like a hardcore lightsaber duel, like where you break your toy lightsabers because you're like and you're jumping around. But Star Trek.
Can't.
Hey, what do you? Oh, Captain.
Yeah, like a cricket phone or something. Outer space.
Hey, wait a minute.
Here's the reason what's the question again?
Dorkier.
Which is
dorkier? Shatner. I mean,
Shatner. I don't know if he adds to the dorkness or.
Well,
his performances at the time were great, but they don't hold up.
Oh,
yeah.
I disagree with that statement.
Well,
100%.
It depends.
I'm only a fan of his music.
That's where he peaked.
Yeah, that's
well, it's not good acting for sure. There's no calling it good.
It's original.
Distinct. Yeah,
it's
very
flavorful. He's chewing the scenery for sure.
He's the John Helms of the SAG community.
Wow,
is that really a thing?
SAG? He's sagging now. Have you seen?
Oh boy!
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Speaking of which,
yeah, let's talk about
which had hotter chicks.
Ooh.
Chicks, plural.
Now, Star Wars,
yeah.
We're counting Princess Leia,
mm-hmm.
who honestly, maybe a 7 or 8, was not really that hot.
Not that hot.
Even in the slave thing, still sort of an average chick.
Yeah.
But Natalie Portman, Queen Amidala.
Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah, we get to count that?
Yes, you get to count that. Versus...
Checkmark.
You know, on Star Trek, what do you got? Like
got
Deanna Troy.
You got Uhuru.
Both of them.
Uhuru.
New and old.
Yep.
You got, the Seven of Nine. That's
Seven of Nine.
She was just the hot. It's not a good show, but she was hot on it.
She is so hot. And who, the Vulcan chick on Enterprise?
Yeah.
There's a lot more chicks to choose
from. Okay, we'll go Star Trek.
Although in Star Wars, there's also kind of superfluous background chicks.
Yeah.
They're not really.
Oh, what about Anakin's mom?
Shmi? Shmi was pretty hot.
She was good. She was a cougar.
Yeah.
Shmi.
Shmi? No, Shu. I was kidding about
that. There
weren't
any other girls.
It was a pretty hot sand chick.
Yeah, one of the
sand people.
One of the sand persons.
I'm gonna have to probably say yeah.
I'll go Trek.
Although in Star Wars, there's like the Twi'leks and the
what?
The they're like Jabba's dancers.
Oh yeah.
Man,
With tentacles on their hair and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm gonna say
tentacles
Star
are that
Trek
sexy.
Has hotter chicks, and they definitely play up to like. All the Klingon females have just cleavage.
Yeah.
And just...
I might have to start watching the Star Trek
thing.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Wait, there's cleavage? I'm in!
Better toys. Star Wars.
Well, Star Wars.
Star Wars toys
Star Wars,
are awesome.
Star Wars.
I don't even really remember Star Trek toys, so there must be.
There are figures that are basically a statue. I can't imagine anyone sitting around playing Star Trek, you know?
I remember having like an early like Spock that was just like basically like a Ken doll.
I had one of those.
Years.
Stuck in the thing. Yeah. I remember...
I remember his cloth.
A little cardboard vinyl-y kind of playset with a beam thing. You put the guy in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's beamed away.
And he's gone, and you untwist it, and he's still there.
You twist it back, and he's there.
Man.
That's as much fun as you had.
Wow.
That or an AT-AT. Guess who wins?
AT-AT.
Yeah, thanks.
What about they had the Stormtrooper transport system that said six different things?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's one set for stun. You remember that? I had all these. I had land speeder and
I have them
I had
now.
The Death Star.
I have them now.
What?
I had the Death Star. I gave
Death
all
Star.
The.
Jeez.
You were there when I came home with it and tried to.
Yeah.
Put it together.
Yeah, it's missing a lot of pieces.
Okay.
I mean,
it's still bad.
The stuff about my Star Wars stuff is I played hard. All my vehicles were broken. I played the heck out of those things.
They win. They're good.
I was so mad after I got butt punched. I just came home, started playing really hard.
I've got the leader.
Take this, Lando. Little cloud car city. twin pod car.
You can begin your descent.
Right into Arnold.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Star Wars had the awesomest.
Yeah.
Toys.
Star Wars definitely wins.
Yeah.
Better aliens.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is there such thing as a bad alien?
Well, there's Romulans.
Who?
Romulans are pretty cool.
They're like Vulcans,
you know,
with bowl cuts. Or
none of them are. None of them are aliens when they're home.
Oh, that's a good point.
So it depends where
I'm gonna vote Damien Anaya.
Yeah, he's my favorite alien.
Wow. He is a Martian.
He's my favorite Martian.
Wow.
Really, your favorite?
Well,
I mean, all men are from Mars.
Women.
Whoa. Women are.
Women are on.
I've heard that. Women are from Venus and men are from Earth. Oh, snap.
Uh-oh. Yo, women can go to the sun because it's hot and go to hell, basically.
Yeah!
There you go.
Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah.
Women can go...
Get in the kitchen.
To the kitchen system.
They can go
on planet Cook.
Yeah.
Uranus.
Uranus.
Ooh.
Yeah. You can't say that.
We can't see that. No.
From a black hole.
Uh-oh!
Click, click, boom.
Why is it always going to be black?
Sorry, white dwarf.
They're all black on the inside? What? I don't know what
that means.
They're all
black when the lights are out.
That's this lady I used to work with. You know, she didn't know what that meant. You know, they're all pink on the inside. And I guess somebody said something racist.
She's talking about watermelon or something?
Somebody said something racist at a family gathering table. And she
says,
hey, we're all pink on the inside. And she didn't know like that was some kind of sexual reference. So she broke the tension.
No, that means vagina.
Yeah, never mind.
Guys, listen, stop fighting. More cushion for the pushing, all right?
Listen.
There's no grass.
I can't believe we
playground.
Went there, guys.
Yeah.
Pretty uncomfortable.
Oh,
does the carpet
aliens? What about the aliens, guys?
I mean,
who's got better aliens?
It depends where you're at.
Well,
I mean, just, you
one
know.
Thing. One
I'll
thing.
I'll say this:
Chewbacca's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But he's not an alien.
Ewoks holding them back. They're adorable.
Yeah,
Star Wars had a
Jar
lot
Jar
more.
Brings the curve down.
Oh, Jar Jar.
The thing.
Oh,
He was like a talking pet.
He was racist.
Yeah.
The thing
Miso,
about
Miso, no think so.
Miso, ooh, come to Jamaica.
Oh, that was horrible.
Sand people. That's talk about racist. Sand people. Oh, Jesus.
Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like towel heads with the towel fell down.
They're like too much towel. They're like they're all Muslims.
Oh, we can't say
that's how
that,
they talk though. Well, listen, the thing about Star Trek...
That's how they talk.
All their aliens...
Yeah.
We're basically a human being with, like...
Like a weird
a funny
head.
Forehead.
Get a weird head.
Yeah. Or a robot.
Or...
Wait, no, that's something else.
There's one
it's
robot.
Data. There's one Data.
Data was an android.
That's later. That's later in the conversation.
Don't jump around.
Also, that helps for the hot chicks, though, is because they can still have a weird head, but still have sweet tits.
Like the green chick. That, yeah, that's true.
Sweet tits.
But there's like half time they go to a planet and they're like, oh, these are the whatevers. And they look, there's a person with like a,
yeah, how
like
do you know?
Four freckles on their ear, and that's what they're. Well, because they'll say so.
He's got pink hair.
Yeah, it's everywhere, everyone evolved exactly the same. It's boring universe, guys. Klingons. So I'm going to say Star Wars because you got Wookiees, you got Greedos, you got.
Yeah.
Han Solos.
Got two. all those people in the bar. Man, all those people are pretty.
Remember like remember those people who helped develop the stormtroopers, those weird animals?
Yeah, with the long necks.
Yeah, those are cool.
What are those called?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the names.
Sindonesians.
I don't know the names of anything.
They were pretty cool.
Yeah, the cloners, that's going to bother me.
I don't know the names.
We should
Admiral fucking Akbar? Oh, man, he's so awesome.
Calamarians, yeah.
He's so awesome.
What were the cloners called? Damn it. Q-tipedians.
Yeah. They all worked at Kinko's before that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Making copies.
Well, all right. I'm going to say. All right.
We got. Who's writing all this down?
Who's keeping track?
We'll keep track.
Who's winning?
All right.
Are we winning?
Well, Star Wars is winning.
Better robots.
That you were talking about Data earlier.
I mean,
Data's a pretty cool robot.
No, but anything that has IG-88 in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Borg. The Borg are pretty cool. They're robots.
What about?
Well, they're cyborgs.
Isn't that?
That's half robot.
Cyborg.
Guys, I don't want to get in trouble, so I won't even. Camino. I wouldn't even say what I was about
the
to
Camino,
say.
The Camino.
El Camino.
The people of Camino.
El Camino Real. It's a good Mexican Camino's. Place.
Camions. Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
But they have cheese.
I love any Mexican place named after a hat or like those. Las Maracas, Sombrero.
Data.
Burrito Mexican restaurant. I like that one.
He's a pretty good robot, though. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of robots, but Data's.
He learned to feel.
Pretty good.
He learned how to feel.
I mean, you hold him up to that.
But do you don't want a robot to get that good, do you?
No,
they'll
but
terminate
I mean,
you.
You love him, man.
Data had terminate sex.
You.
Data.
He's going to go back in time.
Data fucked the security officer. He fucked the blonde.
Whoa.
Chick.
I mean, really? I don't know. I have any idea what you guys are talking about with
Data.
Data
had
and all
sex.
Remember Data?
Of course.
No.
Did you watch?
An
you didn't
Star
watch
Trek.
TNG.
He had sexual intercourse.
It's pretty good.
With,
TNG.
The
it's
next
got
generation.
Jean-Luc Picard.
The next generation is what would be compared to.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
The prequels, and in that argument,
yes,
Star Trek wins.
Yeah, locked. Yeah,
but we have to lump it all together.
TNG is quite good.
Balances out.
It's quite
yeah,
good.
It,
you would like it.
It's too late.
It got a little out of hand with the Voyager and the Deep Space
yeah,
Nine.
No,
and
that's
the
not
Enterprise
for me.
And all the stuff.
You don't like
and,
the Star
you
Trek?
You like the old Star Trek? Or you just don't like any of it?
I like the new movie.
See,
that's
because
it's like
know.
A Star Wars movie.
It's a, yeah, it's because
it's exactly like a Star Wars movie.
I'm a Star Wars guy. I'll be honest with you.
I hear you.
I grew up with the original Star Trek series. I mean, that's what I grew up watching, and I never got into any of the other stuff.
It was a little more, I don't know, political or whatever.
For,
like they try to make a point.
For
like,
me,
was like, this
I
want to
be entertained.
Why racism's wrong? You know,
Star Trek's actually like sci-fi. Star Wars is like. It's like a
it's like if,
cowboys in space or something.
Yeah, Star Wars is like what's probably really happening. You know what I mean,
a little more realistic.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
All this sci-fi stuff—that's stuff we made up.
Let me ask
Star
you this.
Trek is just like a submarine show, except in space.
Yeah, instead,
it's all really slow moving.
Instead of going to islands, they go to. Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
Who had better ships?
Boom.
Oh, hello, Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Boom.
Who had better ships?
X-wing fighter.
X-wings are awesome.
Darth Vader's TIE fighter.
I go with Star. I really
well,
like Star Trek, but Star Wars is
the Enterprise is pretty cool.
I'd rather live on the Enterprise. Than
yeah,
the
sure.
Falcon.
Well, like
or the, even a Super Star Destroyer.
See, like
no, Super Star Destroyer.
This is why, like, Oh, yeah, those destroyers were
pretty big. Superstar destroyers pretty sweet.
I didn't mean to say that.
Superstar destroyers. A lot of people don't realize how many troops you can
like
actually...
I had to correct it, like, oh, if there's a genie listening. Wait. No, I wouldn't.
There's so many... oh, man. Just think of how many restaurants you can fit on.
Klingons got the bird of prey and all, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know what I didn't like about Star Trek? Like, no matter what ship you were on, all of a sudden you could hit a button and you were talking to somebody in another ship.
Yeah, that never made sense to me.
No, I never got that.
That's the way technology is.
You would hit your little chest.
You could do that out of your computer right now.
Yeah.
Not if you don't know who the other person is.
We could vid chat.
It is funny that,
like... You gotta hail them first.
The computers we have now are better than the imagined futuristic computers.
I love that about stuff. I love like 50s sci-fi movies where
like
they have big tape rolling in the future.
Like these magnetic tapes hold up to 2 gigabytes of data. Look,
it's the future. This mainframe's only 8 feet long. It only takes 26 men to operate.
In the distant future of 1981.
This computer can play 3 songs off of an album.
Camptown ladies sing this song. Do-da, do-da.
Camptown racetrack 5 miles long. Go do do da day. Gone to run all night. All right, gone to run all day. Bet my money on a pound time. Somebody bet me on the bay. Bombay.
Ready? Next question?
Yes. Yeah, all right, buddy.
Which is better at being Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Yeah.
They did it.
See, you are contrary. That was deliberately.
Well, Star Wars, of course, right?
Star Wars is better, but Star Trek's trying. They're trying
Star
pretty
Trek's
hard.
Trying with their new thing. I don't know how I feel about it. I sort of wish instead of a reboot, they had just got new characters, started over.
But how they rebooted was great because it was like they altered... They altered the future.
That's how you make money these days. You can't make a movie that is something new.
I hate to do a callback, unlike the Hulk, where they just may pretend, hey, you know what, that first thing kind of almost really didn't happen.
Yeah.
Kind of. We kind of know you knew, but...
The thing about the Hulk is there was already so many existing kind of stories anyway.
Yeah.
You can be like, well, now we're telling this version or whatever.
Yeah.
But like Star Trek, there was a story already. You can't go back and be like, no, instead of... The last 30 fucking years?
It's great. It's a great way to explain it away, I'll be honest with you. It's like, hey,
well, I mean, why
this is what's happening now, and it altered...
If you have the name Star Trek, that name sells. That's why there's 20 different shows for it. So they could just say Star Trek, the third generation, or something, and just...
I wouldn't have gone to see that.
Well...
Johnny Q, average fan, like myself...
I see your point, it just doesn't mean it's better. It doesn't mean it's better.
Well, it's better to me, because I would... Because it's my opinion, actually.
I like stuff that's good.
Tell me what to think, Hollywood.
Hey, shove some crap down my throat.
I don't want to chew your crap. Have it crap I've already had.
Chew it first.
Yeah. I've already chewed
it. Can you poop it for me?
All right, which did kids play more?
Star Wars.
I'd say Star Wars.
I think doctor.
Whoa.
Basketball.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a...
Not a dermatologist.
Not a little boy.
Boink. Definitely. There's a lot more Star Wars opportunities.
I don't remember anyone playing Star Trek. I mean,
just adults.
Let's play
you know,
Star Trek.
Adult game. It was like adult fantasy games.
Hey, let me get my tricorder.
Let's pretend like we're on a planet looking at stuff.
Hey. What's
over here?
Could you beam us up, please?
Here's a weird thing about Star Trek. The only... real Star Trek thing I had was in second grade. I had a Captain Kirk shirt that I would wear to school.
What Whoa. The hell is that?
I think you're being hailed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you just got hailed by the Ferengi. Anansen, we are come. We see your ship. And we will... Let me get that. Get it. Ed, we're back
on
the air.
Guys.
That was insane.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary. That was a good break.
Right here on Happy Birthday, Gary.
99.9 on your dial driving into work.
Number one.
Tell your friends, facebook.com/happybirthdaygary.
Tune in and rip the knob off.
You can find us at comedypodcast.com or on iTunes.
Which between Star Wars and the movie Star Trek?
Yeah.
Which was more politically relevant?
Oh, ooh.
I don't think Star Wars was even at all politically relevant.
I think Star Wars... On
they wanted to be.
Accidental level tried to be.
Yeah,
it was sort of anti-politically relevant.
Well, I mean, like the destruction.
I declare a no confidence.
Yeah, they tried.
You can't do that.
Yeah,
if you could really do that, that's all they'd be doing.
That's it was sort of ham-fisted. It was sort of like the Senate gets destroyed and Empire takes over and democracy fails.
I can't follow that. I didn't even do well in civics.
It's like a broad kind of a thing. But yeah, Star Trek, I think, would like case by case be like, today we're going to this planet where they hate homosexuals.
Yeah.
And we'll show you why it's wrong. And
did they really do that, though?
They went to a planet where everyone was homosexual.
No.
And if you were straight, then you were the weirdo.
You're thinking of Sesame Street.
I'm thinking of the next generation. I'm thinking of the next... it did. And,
I declare a vote of no confidence.
Well, that was really fun for the kids too to watch.
I don't know if this is part of it. No. Are we still talking about more racist? Because
no, we're not. That's
the next are we question. There yet?
That's the next question.
That's a good.
Don't jump ahead.
Yeah, don't.
I'm just saying.
Hey guys.
Socio-political, as far as socio is concerned, Star Wars is certainly a lot more racist.
Yes, I would.
I mean,
say so.
There's Lando Calrissian. He's a backstabber,
of course.
And Darth Vader has the voice of a black man. Yeah. He's the most evil person.
Darth Vader. he talks black. He dresses black. It's really racist, you know. Black. It's Anakin.
He's got a cape, for Christ's sake, man. Cape. Darth Vader like a goddamn pimp. Oh.
He came from a single parent home.
that ain't a lightsaber. Well, that's a walking stick.
Y'all know what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah, and the thing is, Star Wars makes you racist. Like, Watto is racist.
Who?
Yeah. Watto, the flying guy with the big nose. He's like, hey, what are you doing?
You can't use your Jedi mind trick on me. Only money work on me.
Yeah. And Jar Jar. Jar Jar is
like a star
awful.
David around his neck. Yeah, Jar Jar is like, Misa, smoke a doobie. Fucking, god damn it. It's like, You're making me...
He's a fun. You need something picked up? A pickup or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Yoda was Korean, obviously.
Yeah.
What?
Because he's tiny.
Yeah.
Talks
and,
funny.
And he knows the coolest karate on Earth.
He has a stick.
Actually, he was modeled after Hervé Vilches. I don't know if a lot of you guys know that.
I didn't know that. Is that a person?
Yeah, Fantasy Island actor.
The plane.
Hervé.
He was modeled
after... Are you lying?
No.
E.T. was modeled after a cat. I knew that.
Really?
A cat.
But what were cats modeled after?
Whoa. The aliens.
Uwe Jorges, like he said.
That's what...
Mishu.
Hervé Villages.
You know, Burrito Nacho. That small guy from Tropicana Island.
Next question. What do girls tolerate more?
Ooh. Star Wars.
Think about it.
Depends on the girl. It depends how fat she is.
That's a really good point. To all the fat listeners out there, it's all right. Mark's fat, so he's allowed to say that.
Yeah, I'm giant.
Wow. You're not fat, buddy. You're doing just fine. I'm
very comfortable in this.
Look,
I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing. You're
all right, Mr. Pectorals over there.
Yeah,
look at this. This guy's getting ripped over here at the Y.
Drink over it.
Yeah.
Sean's been working out every day of his life.
Yeah, that's pretty good for a shrimp.
Look at my tries.
You're getting there.
They're trying to be.
Guys, please.
Triceratops.
I would say girls tolerate Star Wars.
Really?
Because if you're into Star Wars, you're kind of like, you could be a frat boy and be like into Star Wars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you're into Star Trek, you're a.
Yeah, you're not
even.
Yeah.
It's not quaint. It's just, you're a fucking loser. Kind of
exactly.
Nerd thing.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Sci-fi.
Stupid sci-fi.
You ready to go to see Star Wars with
me? I want to think about a thinking.
Here's the question Mark wanted to. Right off the bat. Better weapons.
Wow. Yes.
Better weapons.
Wow.
Photon torpedoes.
Photon torpedoes.
I mean.
What's a photon? I don't know.
Lightsabers.
There's a phaser.
Phasers.
You can set it to stun.
Here's one set for stun.
You can do that apparently in Star Wars
Blasters.
World as well.
Just think about
Blaster is a better name than
well,
phaser.
Well, you mentioned AT-AT earlier. That is a destruction vehicle with cannons and
that's
stuff.
That's a weapon.
And I can't remember what the laser bow is called,
time out.
Yeah, what
is this? Star Wars had the Death Star that could destroy a planet.
Wow,
an entire
that's
planet.
True.
Good point. Well,
Star
in
the new
Trek had the Genesis. bomb or whatever. Well, it wasn't supposed to be a bomb, but yeah.
Yeah, it did.
They blew up
antimatter. They blew up.
They blew up.
Yeah, they blew up a planet in the new movie. In the new so much they with they a did. Drop of red ink, they blew up.
Yeah,
a planet.
Yeah, how is that even possible?
It's antimatter, man.
It's stupid. I
mean, they create a black hole inside
at least
of the
Death Star. Used like a laser, some type of. Like
it shot something at it.
Yeah. Hey,
it's just a big boulder in a catapult.
Let's get a tear of a clown and destroy this planet. It's not even feasible.
It's fat girl menstrual blood just dropped into the city. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Wow,
who had better outfits?
We're killing the fat girls on this episode.
Look, I wish.
Yeah, like they're listening to this.
I wish. You know what's killing the fat girls? KFC.
Uh-oh.
Diabetes.
Wow. Baskin Robbins.
The F still stands for fry. I don't care.
Uh-oh.
Better.
Costumes. Next.
Outfits.
Yeah. Outfits.
Outfits.
There's like one. There's one Star Trek outfit.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. You don't care.
This is about to get heavy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Actually, being an expert in the field of design and fashion, I can't answer this. I can't show favoritism
to
either.
Can't.
I would hurt too many feelings on either side. Right. I
really
believe it.
A lot of relationships with both camps on this, and
you're an expert.
There's a lot of thought. I'll say.
I used to manage a Foot Locker.
That's true. I remember that.
That's a good point. He's a footwear specialist.
We had athletic apparel.
Yeah. Are those?
Which is sort of similar to Star Trek apparel.
Oh, yeah,
got
shoes.
The little yeah. logo.
It
was sort of
small
shiny.
When you're the manager.
Oh, that's a good point.
Three times
yeah.
as big.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that Han Solo's boot? I recognize them.
Well, Han Solo did have cool leather vests and cool stuff like that.
Somebody had anti-gravity boots in Star Trek, didn't they?
Yeah.
So that was...
That's cool.
As boots go, I'm going to say Star Trek. But I don't know. A lot of effort went into both of them. I think everyone deserves an award.
I love Chewbacca's pants. He wore this.
Yeah.
I wish he could figure out how to put a fucking belt on. See that retard?
Bandolero!
I don't know if you guys saw any.
It's funny if like every other Wookiee kind of showed up like, oh, hi. Hey, Chewbacca. How are you? Dude, your belt. Chewbacca, where are your pants at?
And they're all like clean shaven. Shave,
Lando,
Baca.
Lando's a Wookiee. He's just like.
that's racist.
That is racist.
That should be a catchphrase at the end of the show. Now that's racist.
I like it.
Who had better movies? Just movies now.
Just movies.
Just movies.
Star
Wars.
It's so hard.
Mix every Star Trek movie together. Get an average score.
Okay, I'm doing that right now. Did you bring an Excel spreadsheet I could write on?
It's hard.
I say that because I feel like episode 1 through 3 should pull down the average
a lot.
The awesomeness. Otherwise, it wouldn't be
a lot.
Yeah, but did you see the last couple of Star Trek movies with Kirk in it? And, like before they
switched to Picard and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, they were. Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg was in one.
Yeah.
Whoopi was in a few. Well, but there's Khan.
Khan's so awesome.
The guy on Fantasy Island with
you.
Whoa!
That's like a scary Beach Boys song.
Yeah. So I'm gonna still say Star Wars myself.
I would have to.
Wrath of Khan's really awesome though.
This is not looking good for Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek's. Okay. I like Star Trek a lot. I probably like Star Trek better, but what? I think...
It's going to come back around. It's going to come back around.
Why are you lying on a podcast?
I'm not lying. I like sci-fi.
I thought you were American.
All right, well,
I like science fiction.
This question, because I think it may go to you. Who had a better TV show?
Ooh.
Now, there's Attack of the... There's the Clone Wars, and there was some clone cartoons, and there was...
Also, there's Christmas Special.
Made for TV.
With B. Arthur.
That brings down everything.
That was horrible.
And the Ewok Adventure as well.
Those were actually pretty sweet. The Ewok Adventures. When you're a kid. not now.
Anything sweet when you're a kid.
Well, there was also the Extreme Darth Vader Makeover show.
Oh, God.
That was pretty good.
Well, so who had a better TV show?
It'd have to be Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Star Trek, okay.
Definitively.
Well, there's the original series, which was quite good, and then the Next Generation was quite good.
A lot of people don't realize that Star Trek actually started as a book.
George Takei?
Takei?
Am I saying it right?
George Takei, yes.
George Tooth Takei.
That's the next question. That's just the question.
I just wanted to talk about how George Takei is awesome.
What's the why? Because he was on Heroes?
No.
Dude, because
he came
racist.
Out of the closet?
Because he's, totally he's on a lot of funny shows. He's on Conan O'Brien a whole lot.
Is he on Lost?
Well, Conan O'Brien's not even on TV.
He was.
Oh, he'll be back.
He's doing his I'm Not Allowed to Be on TV tour right now.
He's at Bonnaroo.
Who's that? Yeah, pff, Bonnaroo.
Hippie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
George
Takei is awesome. That's just all I wanted to say.
What else was he on? He was on
he's on Howard Stern a whole lot.
He was on the show that Sean Parrott should have been on.
What show?
Party Down.
Ooh.
What is that show?
I told you about this before. The guy who plays the main character on Party Down is Sean Parrott.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a Starz original.
Is he?
I don't watch Starz. It's too
Hulu. It
is he interesting? Are you just
no?
Making, are you making fun of me without
no?
My
I'm
knowledge?
Telling you. This guy, you could be this character on this show. He's you.
Am I funnier than him?
Is he like him in real life, or is he a character?
He's probably a lot better looking. No, he looks like you, too.
I'm making a sad face for those out in Radio Land. Thank you.
It's a compliment.
Ugly, sad
It's
face.
A compliment.
He's trying to be nice.
Party Down. Maybe we'll go watch an episode of it.
That sounds fun.
But not tonight, guys.
Let's watch it on the... Let's,
I gotta get to bed.
That should be the next podcast. We'll watch
let's
it,
watch
and we'll
it
just
too.
Go, yeah, that is like me.
That's not bad.
And they can listen to us.
All right.
Speaking of which was quoted more? An average.
Oh,
that's hard.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Con.
There's
a lot of con.
Live long
and prosper.
There's a lot of that.
Beam me up.
Beam
I'm
me
a
up,
doctor,
Scotty.
Not a whatever the fuck you said.
I can't do it. I need more power.
Damn it, Jim.
Damn it, Jim.
I say
I'm
that
doctor.
All the time. I say that all the time. My friend Molly, her husband's name is Jim, and I'm always like, damn it, Jim.
Engage.
Mm-hmm.
Engage.
I don't when you get married to someone, you're like, engage.
Do you?
No. I don't get married.
Use the force. There's,
yeah, there's
hear
a lot
of
use
the
force.
I'm your father.
I'm your father.
These aren't the droids.
These aren't the droids that you're looking for.
Yeah.
That's right, all two.
Boop, 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 boop. Boop, boop, boop.
What else do they say in Star Wars? There's no quotable shit from the first three. Though.
You'll be dead.
I'm one of the 12 systems.
I'll be careful. You'll be dead.
Yeah.
That's a good
I'm gonna
one.
Pick up some power converters. That's get quoted every day.
Yeah.
Well, who wins though?
I think we deadlock. Deadlock.
Yeah, all right.
Deadlock.
Deadlock.
Which one's
deadlock?
Better parody.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Well,
the SNL Star Trek sketch is probably the funniest thing that any of them with Shatner goes to the convention.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that one's good.
Where he just pulls the curtain.
And everybody doesn't everybody do a Shatner impression? Am I making that up?
No, he's just like calling all the Star Trek nerds.
Yeah.
Ah,
and then at the
yes.
end he pretends that he was pretending to be a bad guy.
Yeah, cuz he yeah.
That's a great
Spaceballs
is pretty funny.
Oh, you meant like parody.
Any parody.
That was a sketch.
Well, it's
whatever.
That's still a parody, I think.
Spaceballs was hilarious.
Spaceballs is very funny.
Use a Schwartz.
There was
what else is there?
Family Guy did a Star Wars.
Yeah,
did.
Futurama did a Star Trek.
And
Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken did a lot of Star Wars.
Pretty good. It's pretty parodiable.
Yeah.
Sean parodiable.
What?
Which one provided more hope?
Well, Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
A New Hope. Yeah, and they needed it after.
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah,
but. Star Trek is a vision of our future. Star Wars is a galaxy far, far away.
Mm.
That was with us a long time ago.
Yeah.
Here, it's a vision of our future. Is it
yeah, but it's not
like,
hopeful at all. It's
well,
like
well,
I mean,
it's kind of.
And,
well, there's
it
war,
is,
but
right. But they also they don't use money. They've cured most diseases.
There's and on the Enterprise, they're specific. They're just there to try to bring people together. They got blacks.
They got blacks,
brown guys.
They've got.
They got
captains.
Chinese guys.
That's more acceptance than hope, though.
Well, it's
hope for acceptance.
Ooh. Get right
Jinx.
Here. We did it.
You got to buy me. He's got to buy me a coke.
He's
got
to pay his ticket first.
I wish I could afford it. Okay. Which was blacker, Uhura or Jar Jar Binks?
Wow.
Is being an expert in the field of blackness.
She had
you
a,
are the blackest.
She did have a Blackberry before.
Yeah, she, the original Bluetooth.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah. Captain.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting a Turk's merchant.
That's true.
That is what she said. He kissed her, you know.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds nice.
Who wouldn't?
I would kiss her.
Never.
But that was the first black white kiss ever on TV.
I've never.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never kissed a black woman.
You never kissed
a black woman? They don't want to. They don't want to kiss me.
I've kissed black women. You don't want to kiss a black woman?
No, they don't want to kiss me. They think I'm stupid. They say.
They think you're adorable.
You're stupid. Sean, you're stupid.
You're not cool enough. I'm sorry.
You got to be a sexy guy to attract a black woman. For a white guy, that's like the hardest thing to do.
Mark lost his second virginity to a black girl.
Yes, absolutely.
Second?
Yeah.
My first like little high school girlfriend was black.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Rolling down the street, smoking
Ando.
Sipping on in it.
I'm voting Star Trek.
Laid back.
Yeah, I'm voting Star Trek.
Yeah.
All right. That's real black. Who fucked up their franchise?
Lucas.
Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas. I mean,
for Patton Oswalt to write a 5-minute bit about how bad.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to get him.
Yeah, he gets. He's very generally accepting of all ideas and mainstream
live
thought.
Live and let live, Patton Oswalt. Up in arms about some nerdy thing.
Lucas. Lucas ruined everything.
Bad. Don't forget, though, the whole Deep Space Nine, the whole downward spiral.
I've never watched. I couldn't get into
that. It wasn't as much of a high and low, but was definitely.
I mean,
because there was Star Trek, and then there was.
If you're a Star Trek fan and you watch Deep Space Nine, you're not gonna like, oh no.
Yeah.
But if you watch like the prequels, true. You're like, ah,
yeah, that's
so awful. Right.
You got a point.
Lucas's chin ruined everything.
He's got.
How can you be?
His chin is bigger than his head. He's got a fatter neck than his head is fat. He's got a fat head, but his neck is fatter than his head.
I think these are actual memories of his
I'm waiting for
childhood.
His bullfrog. He's going to blow up.
Yeah.
God. Ribbit.
Okay. Who had a better horrible actor? We already touched on
this. We talked Shatner.
Shatner's a great horrible actor.
Anakin? Because he's horrible.
Anakin. Yeah. Hayden Christensen?
He wasn't probably...
Did I ever...
Was
I was thinking
horrible,
that little kid.
Because at least Shatner at least Shatner was horrible in kind of an interesting watch way. Instead of, oh, God, this guy? You know, the whole time.
Yeah.
And the kid. The little kid Anakin.
Yeah, that kid sucked.
I'm a person, and my name... Oh, shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm sad. Yeah.
I'm going to leave my mommy.
Mr. Qui-Gon, sir, fuck you.
It's a pod race.
I was wondering, what are midichlorians? It's like a fucking vaudeville setup or something. So, Qui-Gon, I heard you was on Hoth. All right, okay. Who had a bigger dick?
Darth Maul.
There you go. Because I had two ends.
Hey!
Was that really one of them?
No, he had two-headed lightsaber. Dual light.
That's like a... Dog cock, too. red cock.
Possums have two cocks. We were talking about this earlier.
Yes, we were.
We seem to be talking about this
sadly,
a lot.
Sadly, we were talking about
sharks
this.
Sharks have two dicks. He was talking to me about what is it?
Diphallus.
The inspiration for a horse with two snakes for cocks. I was talking about, I looked on the internet at faces of death, other people dying and shit, and it really freaked me out. And he was like,
I don't want to know. Can we stop recording? I shouldn't. I don't want to know.
You don't want to hear this? I won't tell you. I don't have
you
to.
You don't really want to know it. It's
okay,
gross.
Let's
cliffhanger it.
It's gross.
I'm scared.
He looked at dicks that were cut in half on the end.
I knew he did.
Horrific.
He did.
Why would you do that?
Okay.
There's
this movie. There's this movie called Sick about this guy who's got MS and he's a masochist.
Of course.
And he starts.
Okay.
And
he starts to do.
Then he.
Why would you want to see that? I don't even want to look at my normal one.
I didn't know. I didn't know that it was going to happen.
That's a lie.
I think it's like the way... No, I think it's one of those things like, let me see that. Oh, you know, one of those things. Like a Two Girls, One Cup or something. All right. I never watched that.
That's too much.
Don't.
I don't do any of that.
Who is better? Khan?
Yeah.
Or Darth Maul?
Khan's.
Can't be Khan versus Vader.
Khan's 1,000 times better.
Yeah. Darth Maul, like... He let those guys kill him before he ever really did anything.
He was trained to kill Jedis.
He
killed one and then got killed.
Barely killed him.
Well, in the expanded universe, he killed a couple others before he got to that point. But in the movies, he killed, he killed like a total of three.
I've said this to Brad. When I saw him, before I saw the movie, I was like, this is going to be exciting. This guy looks awesome.
He didn't do
anything. And then it was lame.
oh, well, he's doing crazy karate. I guess that's good.
Like, he's got 20 horns on his head. What the
heck yeah. is this? You think he was Hellraiser?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Look at crown.
I didn't like it.
We got a six-minute warning. Six-minute warning, people.
Six-minute, guys. Okay.
Dougie Fresh, you're on.
Who was a shittier dad, Darth Vader or James T. Kirk?
Darth Vader cut his son's hand off.
That's true.
But
that's
to teach him a lesson.
But Captain Kirk let
cut off the hand despite the arm.
He just wanted to be more like him.
You know? Yeah, be like your dad.
By the time I was your age, I had two fucking hands cut off. All right.
Yeah.
Don't come. Well, but Kirk just didn't. I don't think he raised his kid at all.
He was just a deadbeat dad.
He was more like the kind of dads we can relate to.
They were both kind of not there.
Yeah. You know? Shallow, not unloving.
He's not there. Let me tell you about
my
the
biological
way he
didn't bother.
Ooh, which is better, warp drive or hyperspace?
Whoa,
both. how can
yeah.
Well, hyperspace with the
hyperspace. I think it looks cooler.
It looks cooler. Like, yeah. When you're sitting in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
School.
Because when you're in it, it looks cool.
Yeah.
Right? Where you're in a... Oh, no. Oh, no. Do we need to close the door?
No, I think we're okay.
All right. Who is a better good actor? Alec Guinness?
Ooh.
Patrick Stewart?
I think Alec Guinness is...
Sir Alec Guinness.
Well, he's Patrick Stewart. Let's not just
Patrick Stewart's great.
Dismiss him out of hand. He's pretty talented. Well,
he's a talented actor. He's a Shakespearean actor.
Did you ever see Great Expectations?
No.
Did you ever see...
Alec Guinness was a kid in that.
How was it?
Dr. Zhivago.
Okay,
Lawrence of Arabia, Bridge on the River Kwai. He was
enough
in.
Said.
He was
Professor
in.
X.
They named a beer after this guy.
Okay, yeah.
Good point.
Miller Lite. That doesn't make any sense.
That was a great punchline.
Well, they named a root beer after Stewart. Well, it took me a second, but that counts.
That was good.
That counts.
They named a kid on Family Guy after him.
Patrick
Duffy.
Duffy. Words. Okay. What about a green chick?
Ooh.
Remember the green chick that Kurt did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a green one on
Ooh.
Star Wars.
No, there was. One of Jabba's dancers was a green chick.
You have to go Star Trek.
She was like
Trek,
a stripper dancer.
I don't even remember that.
They both were about the same.
Put it this way. I was looking at Jabba.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Got punched in the hut.
He's got booty.
Hey. All right.
Hut got booty.
I like big huts. All right. Who had better doctors?
Ooh.
Now, in
well, better.
Wars,
Bones is fantastic.
Bones is. That's
better how? Better that you liked?
Better like in, no, I think better as a doctor.
Because most
better
of the,
as a doctor. Better skills?
If you were sick, who would you rather see?
Well, they had surgical droids in Star Wars.
Droids.
So I mean, you didn't need a doctor. You just said, hey, this is, I need a new hand. And you just, okay.
Beep, beep, beep,
yes,
beep.
But would you rather have
and
that?
You get a little hand.
I'd kind of
I don't know. There's no
robot.
Bedside manner from a doctor. From
yeah,
a
what kind of
robo doc.
Bones giving. He'd come and yell at you.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, you need to quit smoking, bro.
He's like, drunk,
yeah,
too.
He's
trashed.
You.
Like, remember when they went back in time to talk to the whales and he was
and
in the hospital just trying to
yeah,
fix everybody?
Gave a woman a pill and she grew in her liver or something like
yeah.
that. Like, what? These doctors are idiots. It's like, no.
No, it's.
In the past.
It's the 1800s to you.
Don't you understand?
Don't you understand time travel?
You're a doctor.
You're a doctor.
I'm a doctor, not a time traveler. I'm not a historian.
What would be better, time traveling in the Enterprise or in a phone booth?
Wow.
Well,
right, I'm not getting
you
there,
could
right?
never really take care of this phone booth.
Well, if you're
you could interdimensional travel
the,
through a phone using a phone booth as a
continuum.
Mechanism to travel through a wormhole, but other than that.
Who had a better theme song?
Oh, they're both great. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
They're pretty great. Which is better?
Da, 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 da. Like...
Yeah.
Star Trek's kind of jet, like man.
Star-
you can get down to the you can get down to the Star Trek and dance.
Yeah, but they also could do. Was it Bill Murray did the Star Wars?
Yeah.
To
Star Wars, we're having Star Wars.
Yeah,
near and far wars. Pretty great.
I got Star Wars.
I like,
when, you're sitting,
I, you know,
when I'm sitting in a
Star
theater,
Trek because it's well,
I can still remember the first time I saw every Star Wars
I'm
movie
about theme song not
and
the soundtrack.
No. I know, but when that the song first comes on at the beginning of every movie, man, you get chills.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I even got chills when I saw episode one.
I did too.
And then it, yeah. then I was like, oh, this is the worst thing ever.
But at least you did get a chill.
Which is better at sex play? I don't know if you guys do any playing.
Yeah,
any
no
sex play. Pretend to be a Star Wars.
No,
I've never pretended to be anything.
I'll tell you. I hear something.
Yes.
I was going out with this girl.
Okay.
Who had a shaved vajuju.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Are you familiar with Pondo Baba?
No.
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 Are you familiar with Pondo Baba?
No.
What is Pondo Baba?
You remember in the cantina when Luke goes up to the counter and the guy with the messed up face goes, hey, we're wanted in 12 cities. We're wanted men.
I don't like you either.
And his friend comes over and he's like,
the walrus man.
His face. Yeah. His face looks like, I got a Sharpie. All right.
I think that wins. I mean, okay. I can't think of a scenario that would.
I basically got a BJ.
Maybe we should end on that. That was so. That maybe is a good ending.
I think we
that
did
could be
hour.
The best thing we all talked right. about
wow.
four episodes.
Who won then?
You did, Brad.
I think we won.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Happy birday, Brad.
Happy birthday.
Everybody. And more importantly, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Podcast.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. Tom to ground control, I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today, for here am I sitting in a tin can. Spaceship knows which way to go.